Kull, Exile of Atlantis by Robert E. Howard. Narrated by Todd McLaren. Copyright 2006 by Robert E. Howard. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Random House and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. Is it not passing brave to be a king, and ride in triumph through Parsipolis? Christopher Marlowe, Tamburlaine, Part 1. Kull of High Atlantis. Kull, who will never be of Volusia, no matter how long he rules the land of enchantment. Kull, cold-eyed but hot-headed, a bull in an unimaginably ancient china shop. Kull, the thinking man's barbarian. And the barbarian is thinking man, for whom the surfaces of forbidden lakes and sorcerous mirrors are not barriers, but invitations. Kull, who opens Pandora's boxes like birthday gifts. Kull, who returns the stare of deep time, and dares the stare that leads up to perspectives high, chilly, and cosmic. The king who philosophizes with a broadsword and legislates with a battle axe. The king who haunts us because he is himself so haunted. Kull, who is no mere way station and route to Conan, but an unforgettable destination in his own right. Like their hero, who is quotable whether expressing ominous amusement to the lake dwellers of the Cat and the Skull as they close in with daggers, "This is a game I understand, ghosts," or an elegiac impulse.